Here they go again, Wilkin out the back. Is the numbers going to tell? Surely it is. Swift will get in at the corner. They just got caught too narrow there, Castleford, and they're undone wide on that left-hand side. Adam Swift for the first score of the night, and Castleford's defensive resolution is broken. 11 on the clock. It's Saints 4, Castleford 0.
Yeah, just a set too many. Castleford holding on desperately. We were giving them credit for the goal line defence, and the goal line defence was all about meeting the St. Helens forwards as they kept charging in and trying to barge their way over the line. On this occasion, Saints opted for a different tactic. Very quickly after they play the ball, put the ball through hands into Wilkin, Burns, and then it was Lomax out the back before finding Swift on the wing, who had the easiest jobs of scoring the try. Castleford just ran out of numbers.
So there's a chance here for Castleford. They're running it forward now, and that they'll play it quickly. They're only 15 away. Here's Lynch running to the line. Lynch will take it, gets it away to Finn. It was Finn who picked up the loose ball. Ball moved out here from Gale. Gale wants it back off Millington, but he'll take the tackle. And a real gift chance here for the Castleford Tigers with 15 on the clock. They're going down the middle. They're going straight for the sticks. They're 5 away now. Moore in at dummy half. He looks up, fires a pass to Finn. Short pass for Holmes. Great tackle. Great tackle on Holmes. He was stopped dead in his tracks. Ball with Shenton. Back now for Finn, who had a look up, then just has to take the tackle. Saints really rushing out on defence, and Cass at the moment not quite got that guile to break them down. Here's Gale, lovely step, gets it out wide. Chance here for Moores. Moores got in the line, ball out the back, and it's dropped by Solomona, 5 metres out. He might not have got in, but we'd have liked to seen him try, and that's the first chance that Castleford have had, and they came up short. It's still 6-0. Cass could get over here, they'd feel a real bonus. They're going to go, and straight through now, chance for Finn, offloads it, he's gone forward on the line, he's given a forward pass, Silverwood, right on the try line, and Castleford have wasted another chance, and Ryan Boyle, who thought he was about to score, finds himself pulled back on the end of a forward pass.
Yeah, it's a shame really, because Liam Finn did a great job there, and there's one of the things that he's been working on this season, is to try and beat somebody at the line. So instead of just passing all the time, he's to take the line on, and he used his footwork well, found a little bit of a space and then offloaded, but unfortunately the pass deemed to have gone forward.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you look at it that way, oh, it's tight, isn't it?
I didn't feel at the time that it was forward. My only concern was, had he been grounded, had his elbows contacted the floor, but that wasn't the case either.
Right in the middle of the park, Roby waits, looks right, comes right to Burns. Burns short pass for Lomax, who's through, gets it away for Makinson, who will score. Brilliant rugby, credit where credit is due. The pass from Lomax to Makinson makes the try, and it's Saints 10, Castleford 0.
Yeah, again, just putting Castleford's defensive line under pressure with repeat sets. Whether the repeat set was justified or not, Castleford still had to defend it, and they were unable to on this occasion. Nice little ball into Lomax, feeding him into a bit of space. Once he got into the space, Castleford worked really, really hard to shut him down again. But that was a lovely pass under pressure from Lomax. He was about 15 metres in from touch, and he's lofted the ball over whatever was left of Castleford defending into the arms of Makinson, giving Makinson the easiest of jobs to score the points.
Ball here then is going to be kicked early by Burns, and that's not a great kick. He got a good bounce away from Carney, who has to pick it up on his 10. Look, he was just going to bounce up again. He looks up, says who he's going. Oh, he's passed it straight on the floor, and Saints are going to score. What a nightmare from Justin Carney. Tansy looks round and says, what have you just done? He's just thrown the game away. Bonus for St. Helens. They lead by 14 points to nil.
I'm just a little bit flabbergasted that pass went. Do you know what? I was going to talk about the Castleford tactics as they were coming out of the 20. And certainly I saw him up the field. I think they're trying to isolate Roby and make Roby go through an extraordinarily large amount of work. And if you notice, before Carney passed that ball inside his own 10, 15 metres, he actually pointed at Roby and then made a pass to somebody who he thought was in a better position. Having made the pass, it just went to ground. St. Helens picked the ball up and have the easiest jobs.
The pass went nowhere near,
did it? No, it was terrible.
Well, they're 14-0 down. They've dropped a high kick. They score from that. and they have literally, that is the easiest try St Helens will score this season.
Oh, gift wrap, white paper, red ribbon, here you go St Helens, there's 4 points for you. Just to make our job that little bit harder.
Here is Tansy into the line, he goes through, chance if he backs himself, oh he didn't back himself and he's tackled 10 away. He rather gave himself up there, last tackle, they're going short side here with Shenton, gets it out wide, try for the Tigers and Carney's on the board. Villain at one end, Hero at the other and Castleford are back in it. Great play from Michael Shenton, finished off by Justin Carney. Saints 14, Castleford 4.
Okay, so we talked about the calamity that was Carney's pass in his own 20 that gave St Helens their last 4 points. Well, it was the Carney-Shenton combination deep inside their own 20 where Carney still had the courage to make the pass, get Shenton upfield. Now Shenton got Castleford 40 metres upfield, which was vital yardage, and then once they got inside the St Helens 10, it was the Shenton-Carney combination that put the return pass by Shenton that gets Carney in at the corner. Great play by Castleford, great adventure, great courage. They were 14-0 down, they needed to be next on the scoreboard, and rather than going to the shell, they came out fighting, and Carney's courage epitomised the Castleford spirit tonight.
Here's Moore's great pass out the back for McMeekin. He gets it away for Gale. Gale down the sideline. He's got Channing with him. Goes back inside for Tansy. Tansy, oh, what a tackle. What a tackle. 10 metres away. Stops a certain try. Here come the Tigers now. Last tackle. Gale, if he gets it wide, Cass must score. Kicks it out wide. And Carney's in again. Was he onside? Richard Silverwood says he was. And he points to the spot. Magic from the Tigers. But what about that pass from Junior Moores?
Oh, some fantastic play there from Castleford. Absolutely breathtaking. We said that that Carney's courage had got them off the mark. He was the one that led the charge into the St Helens line on the kick return. But then the ball out to the right was fantastic. The pass from Moores was fantastic. The support from Tansy up the middle of the field, great. There is some suspicion that Carney was offside. But I said it earlier in the week, fortune sometimes favours the brave, and they put the kick in. Carney was there to receive it. It wasn't reviewed, it was given, so Castleford
didn't need to be offside, but I just even said in commentary, just look, he was there, he was sat waiting for it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got a deck chair out, sunglasses on, he was sat waiting for the kick. Puts them well and truly back in the game, and St Helens under pressure. It momentum indeed with Castleford again.
It is. St Helens have it 10 away then. They're down to 12, but they have got the ability to score from anywhere, and they might be about to hear if Jones can get the ball away. He does! Percival for the corner! Has he got it down, or did he have a leg in touch? We're going upstairs to the video referee. Richard Silverwood says, I haven't got a clue. It's over to you, video ref.
I'm still not sold on body language here from Percival. The last time he had a try ruled out, he didn't look that convincing in body language, so we're going to get a look at it now. It looks like, oh, it's going to be a close decision. Very similar to the one in the first half. Has he got a control put down? They've got to make a big decision here.
You can't see it on that angle.
No. I think he's lost control of the ball, but fingertips enough sometimes, isn't it? And we just can't see enough yet.
No, we just haven't got the conclusive
angle. We surely can't give it on a freeze frame. They've got to keep looking at that.
Well, they might need another look. Here comes the decision. It's given. Well, I'll tell you what. A little bit more research might have found another angle to that. That, for me, when we think how long we look at some decisions, there was one last night, it was a clear try, and they'd spent about 3 hours looking at it.
Well, we're going to keep seeing it. We hope we see it again. I'm surprised they didn't go back to it and have another look at that angle in sort of full speed and then slow it down again, because I really felt that there was some separation on hand and ball there, but there you go.
It's Percival to try and convert his own try. He's a yard in from touch. It looks pretty good this time. And it is pretty good. And that is a 12-point ball game. That could be an important kick come the end of this game. St Helens 20, Castleford Tigers 8. Castleford, well, the game's on the line here. Any points of any kind for St Helens, and this one is all over. Here comes the drop goal attempt. And it's good. And that should be that. Drop goal kicked by John Wilkin, and Castleford find themselves 21 points away behind, and they need a score on this very next set.
Yeah, it's a massive task now. It's 13 points. Wilkin again showing the kind of composure that you'd expect from a player of his experience, slotting over the one-pointer. St. Helens will get the ball back in hand, which will eat more time off the clock. I'm sure they'll just want to get the kick away, but you know now they'll feel comfortable, and if there's anything to exploit, they will go for the jugular.
Good play from Castleford. Can they get the last shout here? 2 minutes left. Nice to see them get a score, even if it's only a consolation. Gale with a crossfield kick. It bounces kindly. Kasser in! And if they're onside, they have the try. Richard Silverwood points to the spot. And Castleford with Jordan Tansey have got a late consolation. Saints 21, Castleford 12.
Yeah, you got what you wish for there. Just a positive finish for Castleford. Again, they've nearly come the full length of the pitch. They've worked the field well. They've pushed and they've moved St. Helens around. There's a nice little break there by Massey, showed the dummy and shot forward. And then when the kick came in, it was Tansey who'd anticipated it well, followed it in under the St. Helens post. And with two St. Helens defenders around him, catches the ball cleanly and puts it down. The kick to follow, Gale has made it successfully, so Castleford have cut the deficit, but with only 1 minute 12 seconds on the clock, it's a gallant effort, but it's not going to be enough. 21-14 to St. Helens.
21 points to 14. It really doesn't do the game justice in what we've seen tonight. Saints, well, they led 10 points to nil at the break, try from Adam Swift on 11 minutes, but Castleford could and should have had points of their own after that. They bombed a couple of chances. Shenton unlucky when his pass back for Liam Finn was batted down. And then down the other end, St. Helens score right on halfway. Lovely play between Burns, Lomax and Makinson. Makinson in, 10-0 at the break. And you think Castleford had to score next. They didn't score next because Justin Carney made one of the most outrageous mistakes you'll ever see in a Super League game. His 25-yard pass went to nobody but Josh Jones, who just picked the ball up and walked over the line to make it 14-0. Carney then made amends, two tries in 2 minutes. The first from some brilliant rugby from the Castleford Tigers, and then that pass from Junior Moores. That was absolutely outstanding. That got it back to 14-8 with half an hour left. But Kyle Amore sin-binned on the hour mark. It seemed to just put some life into St. Helens. Mark Percival squeezed in at the corner. Dubious looking try given by the video referee. That made it 20 points to 8. John Wilkin added a drop goal of 73. And then right at the end, Jordan Tansey with a try, Luke Gale with a conversion. It gave the scoreline a little bit more respectability, but I can't help going away thinking that Castleford are a little bit unlucky tonight. 21-14, they've been beaten.